Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome back to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 6th of January of the year 2020, and boy, are my arms tired. Our guest host today is a regular on this podcast, currently recovering from his celebrity water polo match this weekend and the launch of his cult hit documentary show, Andy Zaltzman Screams Facts at Birds. It is Andy Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be back, Alice, particularly after the incident with the diving board at the water polo event, when I had no idea you weren't supposed to use that as your means of getting into the pool. Well, fortunately, as discussed a couple of days ago, I'm a non-swimmer. So the fact that I suffered a significant leg injury off the diving board saved me from drowning during the course of the game. So I didn't actually get to play.
And how is the captain of the opposing team?
Well, you know, you swim where you want to swim.
Yep, you're the 500-pound gorilla in that pool, Andy. Today's notable in history as being the sixth day of the Gregorian calendar and, according to the Christian calendar, the 12th day of Christmas, the day of the 12 drummers drumming in the song, also known as Epiphany, which is confusing to those of us who observe the true spirit of Christmas, which is locking yourself in a house with your family for 48 hours like the setting of an Agatha Christie country murder mystery novel. Apparently, the 6th of January is the day the three wise men arrived. It's also known as Three Kings Day and Epiphany, presumably because someone had an idea.
Did they have 12 drummers? Each or not? Is that where that?
I don't think 12 drummers is particularly conducive to the having of an idea, but
no. But I mean, it might have been more useful actually for the actual labour phase of the birth of the infant Christ. You know, if they could hammer out kind of rhythm like a percussive doula,
birthing beats.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sensing a new album in the air. And
there is a market there, isn't there?
Today's birthdays, Joan of Arc. Happy birthday to that hot heretic. I know you're a big fan of the Arkster, Andy.
Literally hot.
Literally hot. Today's episode on January the 6th is the first day back to work for a lot of people. So our focus for today is work. We're looking at all the news in the world of work. Andy, some headlines now that we're going to chat through. Apparently, Republicans in the US have suggested a return to indentured servitude as a way of addressing the unemployment problem. What do you think about that, Andy?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much the logical endpoint of Make America Great Again, I think. I mean, I think Trump has at least one further step to go in mind. But it's all about, unemployment's, I think the latest government research here has shown that unemployment is 99% psychological. And it's all about the massaging of the statistics. And by massaging, I mean full chiropractic body battering. And there are rumours that the new government here in Britain are going to re-identify unemployment as quality me time and also classify undistracted time passing as a job on literal 0 hours contracts. So it's exciting new times for...
Look, if you leave a rating on a Netflix show, it's basically a job. You're basically performing a... You're working for Netflix at that point.
Well, yes. I mean, what is... When we get into very philosophical depths here, what is work?
I mean, you're providing value to a community via being on Facebook all day.
Yeah, but in fact, many people would actually do far greater good for society if they did not do their jobs. And, you know, without mentioning the vast majority of all politicians and by name, and perhaps this should be another way of, yeah. If you've pinpointed someone who through the overweening nature of their personal ambition is almost likely to leave a trail of social devastation in their wake. Yeah. Pay them whatever they are going to get paid in the job that will enable them to do that. Add on 50% and say, look, there, just go and sit in that shed and earn shitloads, but keep yourself to yourself.
Well, I mean, this is the next headline, Andy. Elon Musk is launching some deepfake technology that's apparently so good you can get a robot to go to work instead of you. So that includes things like flirting with your work crush functionality and writing passive-aggressive emails regarding the state of the lunchroom technology.
Well, I see this as an overwhelmingly positive move for humanity. I can't think of many people whose job would not be done better by a robot, and I include both of us in that. Yeah. And also, it frees up a lot of free time for you as well, if you can get your robot self to go and actually do the mostly tedious work that you have to do.
Oh, I would love to have a robot to do my admin. Unfortunately, apparently during the launch, it didn't survive being hit with a hammer.
Right.
So we have to wait until he comes out with a new version.
But then, you know, if you hit a human employee with a hammer, then there's all manner of legal complications these days. And this idea of getting, you know, a robot to flirt with your work crush. I mean, to me, my flirting skills were always, you know, minimal. I think, you know, it would have been a lot more successful than me attempting to flirt as myself, if a robot, particularly if it's flirting with another robot.
Yeah, and if it's flirting with another robot, then it can get the whole process of a relationship out of the way before you need to worry about
that
it at
said,
all.
That said, I do think flirting should be banned. I mean, it costs the economy, well, let's make up a figure here, £200 trillion a year, but wasted time and emotional energy.
That's spent
people flirting in the office.
This is plenty. I like the idea that you can send off a robot to flirt with your work crush, and then 3 months later it just sends you an email telling you that you now have a lifelong grudge against your work crush. In the wake of the slanted toilet that discourages long sitting, officers are now to offer catheters as a bonus for high-performing employees. Andy, how do you feel about this?
Well, I mean, it's a dangerous road to go down, isn't it? When a colostomy bag is rebranded as a productivity aid, I think you know that humanity needs to take a step back from its obsession with work, and also just in terms of your work-life balance and your general state of happiness. I mean, the sanctity of the undisturbed crap is one of the last bastions of privacy against our perma-hecticated world. So I'm very wary of this, of work intruding on people taking a cheeky little 15 minutes with a cryptic crossword.
I think we need to take a stand. I think everybody...
Well, not take a stand.
I think we need to take a sit as a population. We should now go on toilet strike, which involves not looking at work emails while you're doing a poo.
Right.
And that shouldn't be a big ask.
No.
But genuinely, I'd challenge any listener listening to this to say to me that they have not done that.
Yep.
And from now on, I want you to refuse, just absolutely refuse... I don't think you should be taking your phones into the toilet anyway.
No.
A, it's unhygienic. B, nothing you're doing in there should be so boring or so traumatic that you need to distract yourself from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just take a minute. Use it as a moment of meditative processing.
Well, exactly. And in terms of your productivity at work, surely, you know, a good 15 minutes of calm solitude will actually re-energise you for the rest of the day.
Refocus you. Get a Headspace app.
I do not want office workers around the world sitting on potties at their desks. Let me emphasise that right now. We can build a better world. And, you know, will it end there? I mean, will we have, you know, canteens replaced with just intravenous drips for all workers so no one ever has to? I mean, that probably is the case in certain...
Just horrible little feeding tubes like hamsters.
We probably shouldn't say this out loud, Alice. Someone will be listening to this and thinking, I could save me some money there.
What a great idea. It's a classified ad section now, because say what you like about freedom of speech, everything's funded by ads these days, and we don't like to think about it. Remember, you can submit an ad by email at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. The thing you're engaging with right now. Like what you're doing? Want to do more of it? Try doing it more, possibly in a way that costs more money for the same thing in a marginally more convenient format. The thing you're doing now. Do it. It's the kind of thing you would do. Tense headache, sleepless nights, bad skin? Try half a glass of water. Water is good for you and you're probably a bit dehydrated. Also, it's unlikely to be the wrong thing to do. Half a glass of water. It's right there. Spoken by Alice Fraser for Water Incorporated. Please consult your doctor if symptoms persist, or just keep trying the water thing. It's not a one-time deal. Hey, what's that noise? Sounds like a ghost. Who should we call? The police? Maybe a mental health professional? Goat butlers. If you live in a world of ghosts and the supernatural, try a goat butler. Dignified, cheap, and a wonderful way to spice up your party. They'll eat your napkins, but they'll buttle the shit out of your overtly wealthy life. Plus, very Instagrammable. Goat butlers. Google goat butlers or type in http://www.angelfire.lycos.com/goatbutlers77.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And that is our classifieds ad section for the day.
The Last Post.
So we are back to work. It's the 6th of January. No longer can you dodge away from your jobicular responsibilities. You've missed your window for self-reflection and self-improvement, and it is time to get back to slowly disappointing yourself into a hole.
You paint a very negative picture of work, and I think people, you know, we do tend to become trapped in a job. I say this from my experience of having had an actual job, or something vaguely resembling an actual job, for less than a year of my entire life. But you get trapped. So, I mean, maybe there should be a maximum limit on anyone doing one job for, you know, 5 years max. Is that too? And I mean one career. You should have to, in your, say, 40-year working life, you should have 8 completely different careers. And I mean, everyone will be fresh. Obviously, there will be no high-level expertise, but we've moved beyond
expertise.
Are we
back to medieval farming rotation systems now, Andy?
I mean, they did sort of have that system in medieval times, albeit that basically after working for 5 years as a peasant, you just die. So you just didn't go on to another. So we've just got to extend that. And there's not enough good jobs to go around. So it should be, you know, to make a fairer society, it should be like jury service, where everyone just gets allocated a job, whether they like it or not. Sort of kind of national service. Oh, you're a heart surgeon for now. Is a scalpel and Wikipedia. Yeah. You know, do your best.
I mean, I'm for it.
I think we'd have a much more dynamic economy and a much more energised nation, albeit energised to the point of
deep trauma. Panic.
Yeah.
And we have just enough time for a short story now. Fake news has been banned in the Viking states under threat of axing. The Vikings are going back to their roots, with Scandinavian countries allying against fake news through the medium of shouting at anyone who lies.
Well, I mean, this is a little bit rich from the Viking nations, bearing in mind that the Viking helmet itself, historians now claim, is actually a fake helmet. I mean, that's fake, not just fake news, that's fake headwear.
That's
worse, isn't it?
Why do you think people think that Vikings wore that headdress?
Because it's good on a night out, I guess. And they had some pretty spicy nights out, I think. But I don't know. I can't take anything these countries say seriously until they apologise for the atrocities the Vikings committed on British soil all those years ago.
And now it's time for your letters to the editor. This new landmass off the coast of New Zealand, what's going on with that? Yours sincerely, New Zealand.
Well, I mean, you can understand why New Zealand is concerned about this, Alice, because this landmass is very much muscling in on New Zealand's distinctive territory as a landmass in the middle of nowhere.
As a landmass in the middle of nowhere, lying, you know, completely empty.
Yeah.
Apparently there are a few expeditions going out, but you're not hearing a lot about it in the news because I'm not sure that we know what to do with it yet.
Right.
It's not stealing our jobs. It's doesn't seem to be economically viable yet. We don't know what crops are going to be on there. So
there's nothing worth nicking, basically.
Nothing worth nicking.
Any indigenous mammals? Because New Zealand did very badly on that, and they've just got the three species of bat or something.
It's all birds in New Zealand. Oh, right. I'm not sure. It's just come out of the ocean, so it might be amphibious.
Right. Maybe we'll have some
life.
New mammals.
I would be into some new mammals, given that Australia has recently burned all its mammals.
Well, and also, I mean, things need to be regenerated, don't they? And, you know, people talk about all these species going extinct, but yeah, maybe it's just a chance for nature to give evolution the kick up the arse that it so desperately needs. Because I mean, evolution's all very well, but it takes f***ing ages, doesn't it? And we don't have that kind of time. If 5-day test cricket is under threat, then evolution can't spend 100,000 years developing new species.
Anyway. Get back on it.
If that's how long it takes, but my point stands.
Your point does not stand.
Okay.
More letters tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow, and if you haven't done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Thank you so much for coming. Andy Zaltzman, do you have anything to plug?
I've got a new book, quiz book, coming out.
Oh, what's the quiz book called?
It's the One Question Quiz. This is one extremely long 200-page question with a multiple choice at the end.
Well, I can't wait to have a look at that. Look after your leg.
Yeah, will do.
And
yeah.
Maybe learn to swim before you volunteer for a celebrity water polo.
It's very easy to say that with hindsight.
Thank you so much, Andy, and I will see you tomorrow.
The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.